Hey, thanks for joining us today. And before we get to today's episode, we want to let you know we're conducting an audience survey, and we hope you'll participate in it. It'll help us find out what you like about Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice, and other Kaboom audio adventures, and it'll help us make even cooler stuff in the future. You can find a link to the survey in the episode description, and listeners who participate in the survey can have a chance to win a Visa gift card that you can spend on anything you want, you know, like tater tots or cheese curls at the Ready Mart. And now, it's time for Kaboom! Thanks for joining us for another chapter in our exciting summer series, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice.
Today, we're wrapping up the case of the Rash of Robbings. Here's part two.
The name is Manning. Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. When we left you, I had finally solved the mystery of who, or what, was stealing things in the school. It was not the Burmecks, as I suspected, but instead their two pet ferrets, Jimmy and Timmy, that had escaped in the school. Even though the Burmecks didn't want me to, and although they had apologized for their prior behavior, I decided I needed to let Mr. Clacker know about the ferrets. I would ask for leniency for the Burmecks, explaining that they themselves didn't steal anything. So, the next morning, Sam and I went to visit Mr. Clacker, against Sam's wishes. Hi, Mrs. Furble. We're here to see Mr. Clacker.
Is he expecting you?
No, but we have some important information he'll want to know.
He doesn't like to be disturbed when the door is closed.
Okay, we'll leave.
We'll just stick our heads in there. Come on, Sam.
No!
Quentin, no!
Mr. Clacker, excuse me?
What do you want, Manning?
We're here to talk to you about the thefts.
Are you confessing?
No, definitely not us.
But we do know who it was.
Who?
The thefts are being performed by ferrets.
What?
Ferrets.
Ferrets?
Ferrets.
That's ridiculous. Get out.
All right. Goodbye.
There are twin ferrets running around the school. This recently came to light after our detailed investigations and—
Now! I don't have time for this.
Okay, goodbye. Let's go, Chief.
If you'll just hear me out. It's a little hard to believe,
but— Now! If you don't know who's doing it, don't bother me with your ridiculous ideas about ferrets. And when I find whoever did this, they'll be sorry.
But—
Out!
Could we have a pass for getting to class late?
Out!
Not as anticipated.
I've told you 100 times. There is no reasoning with Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge.
Okay, Sam. I can see you're right. We're just going to have to solve this case ourselves. It's up to us to catch the ferrets.
I don't really think I want to catch ferrets.
Immaterial, Sam.
Did you guys catch the ferrets yet?
Sydney, I've heard your mom is an excellent catcher of ferrets.
We've just had a little setback. Mr. Clacker is not interested in catching the ferrets, so the responsibility has fallen to us. And I have been thinking.
Really?
Yes, I've been thinking we need to expand the manpower behind our search. And since, because of your family connections, you do have resources that would be of help to us, I'd like to deputize you and make you part of our investigative team.
Wait, are you asking me to be a detective?
On a case-by-case basis. This case in particular, for instance.
Because maybe you'd like to get a hold of my mom's keys to help you open doors in the school?
Something like that.
It'll be great, Sydney. You'll make a great detective. I would even be an assistant detective to make room for you.
Thanks. But if you want my help, I'll be a full-fledged detective.
I don't know if that's possible.
Okay, forget it. See you later.
Chief, say yes!
Okay, but just on a trial basis.
Fine with me. Where have you looked?
I happen to have a layout of the school to help us in our search. The task before us was huge. We spread out through the school and searched for hours, but no luck. Our search continued throughout the following school day, the day of the school dance. Sometime right after lunch and before my math class, my assistant presented me with some interesting information.
Chief, I think you should go to the dance.
Sam, I was thinking the same thing. We have to keep an eagle eye out for Jimmy and Timmy.
The Burmecks?
No, the ferrets.
Right. That's another reason.
Another reason? What was your first?
Since you're going to the dance, I think you should ask Dolly for a dance.
You mean Dolores? She already said she'll be too busy. And we'll be busy too.
She might not be too busy to dance with you.
What?
Like, maybe just one dance.
Why are you saying that?
Oh, well, it's just... I was talking with her.
You talked with Dolores Crupler?
No, I just happened to talk to Dolores, and she kind of said that after she thought about it, that maybe if you asked her, she would dance with you.
Really? She said that?
Yeah, pretty much.
She wants to dance with me?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe just like one dance or something.
Wow! Okay! I thought she might if she weren't too busy. I wasn't even going to go to the dance, but if Dolores Crupler wants to dance with me, I guess I'd better think about my wardrobe.
Your wardrobe?
What I'm going to wear. You don't just go to a dance in everyday clothes.
Chief, it's just a middle school dance.
Sam, it's important to present yourself well in these social affairs.
Hey guys, any ferrets?
Nope.
My mom found another pile of stolen stuff, including someone's old gym socks.
Sydney, I'm wondering if you're going to the dance tonight.
What?
Are you going to the dance?
Do you want me to?
Yes, I do.
Hold it. Are you asking me to the dance? Like, on a date or something?
What?
I don't think so. Quentin is asking you so we can search for the ferrets.
Oh, wait, right, yes. No, don't misunderstand me.
Okay, that's good. I'm happy to help you look for the ferrets. I was going to the dance, but I'm happy to just go, not like, you know.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm glad we got that cleared up.
I went home that afternoon and planned my wardrobe. I looked through my closet and couldn't find any proper clothing. Then, I remembered my father had a tuxedo he had worn to an award ceremony after he had solved an important computer problem. I was trying it on in my parents' room when my mom found me.
Quentin!
Oh, hi! Sorry, Mom,
Well, don't you look fancy?
Yes, I should have asked, but there's a dance, and
Vinny, come in here! Look at Quentin! Hurry!
Mom!
Yes, what seems to be... Well, well, well! Look who is dressed to the nines!
I'm sorry, I was looking for something to wear to...
Quentin's going to a dance. That suit is almost a perfect fit.
Yes! A little long in the legs and arms, but...
Do you remember that night?
Yes, I do!
It started out so well.
That's the part I choose to remember.
Me too. I was so proud of you.
Only that slight misunderstanding with the chief financial officer.
So, it's okay if I wear this?
Be my guest.
And I guess I need a ride to the school.
Of course, of course. Happy to be the chauffeur. If I only had a tux.
Quentin, while we're talking, I do wish you'd go see Mrs. Dimwitty.
I know, Mom, I will.
She dropped by earlier. She wondered how you liked the Book of Anagrams.
I did like them. I solved all of them.
She was sure you would. You really should.
I will, Mom, tomorrow. I promise.
And you can talk to her about books.
Mom!
Quentin, whenever you are ready, your chariot awaits. Like Apollo's steeds, I will answer to your call.
I finished dressing and had a bite to eat. As my dad dropped me off for the dance, I found myself surprisingly short of breath, and my heart palpitated in a most unusual way. Perhaps it was in anticipation of having a dance with the inimitable Dolores Crupler. Or perhaps it was the tingling of my detective sense. Something big was going to happen that night. Everyone in the detective agency was waiting for me. There were five of us now. If you could count Jimmy and Timmy Burmick as two separate people.
Hey, Chief. Guess what they have for refreshments? Pigs in a blanket. Little teeny hot dogs wrapped up in dough.
Let's not worry about that right now, Sam.
I'm not worried. I'm very excited.
Whoa. What is that smell?
It's really strong. It seems like it's coming from you.
Oof. Did you put cologne on or something?
Maybe just a little bit.
Why would you do that?
Let's not lose sight of what we're doing.
Right. You're going to dance with Dolly.
Dolly who?
Dolly Crupler.
You mean the eighth grader? The one who dressed up like a chipmunk?
That's not exactly representative of who she is.
What is an eighth grader girl doing dancing with you?
She asked me to dance with her.
Really?
Jimmy and Timmy, did you bring a cage for the ferrets?
Right here. We've got it. I'll hold it.
No, I'll hold it.
Here, give it to me.
What exactly do you want us all to do? While you dance with Dolly Crupler.
That won't interfere with my work. We should all circulate. Keep your eyes open.
I'll stay by the refreshments table.
I'll be out on the dance floor surveilling the scene.
I bet.
We'll run around.
Both of us.
Together.
Uh-oh. Look who's coming.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Clacker.
You can tell he means business. He's got his jacket off.
I noticed you all seem to be congregating here.
Hello, Mr. Clacker, Vice Principal in charge of discipline.
I don't like students gathering in large groups.
Just breaking up now, sir.
And listen, you two Burmics, whichever is which, I got my eye on you. No tricks. You're on thin ice already.
No tricks, not one.
Manning, what are you doing with that cage?
Oh, well, it's for,
Don't tell me. Weasels.
Actually, ferrets?
Ridiculous. Well, I'm keeping my eye on all of you. I'm gonna get to the bottom of all these thefts.
Everyone had their assignments as the dance began. Unfortunately, the Burmics didn't look for their ferrets. They just ran around. Meanwhile, I discovered my assistant by the refreshment table. Sam, what are you doing?
What?
You're supposed to be observing.
I am.
With your mouth full and little hot dogs in each hand?
I had to take some before they were all gone. Somebody must have been stuffing their pockets with them. They're half gone.
I saw Mr. Clacker stick a handful in his pockets before he took his jacket off.
Chief, I want to remind you, you're going to ask Dolly to dance.
I'm aware of that, Sam.
She's dying to dance with you.
Well, I'll just walk over in that direction in case she gets tired of talking to those other eighth graders and wants to have a real conversation.
Right. Go.
Okay. Keep an eye on things.
There he goes.
Sam, what makes you think Dolly Krupler wants to dance with Quentin?
Well, I kind of arranged it.
Arranged it?
Yeah, kinda.
How did you do that?
You know that gift card to the Ready Mart we got?
You mean the $50 one for—
Yeah, that one.
You're giving Dolly Krupler the card if she dances with Quentin?
Kind of.
I can't believe you're doing that. You're always pestering Quentin about buying snacks with it.
I know, but this seems more important somehow. Don't tell Quentin. He just wanted to talk to her. Other than being a detective, Dolly Krupler is all he talks about. So—
Sam, I'm not sure why you're his assistant.
What do you mean?
I mean, he doesn't really solve mysteries very well. Except for figuring out the ferrets. And he doesn't see things very clearly. It's like he lives in his own world and believes what he believes no matter what happens. Like that Dolly Krupler is a perfect human being.
I know, it's weird. He's kind of crazy, he's wrong a lot, and sometimes he lectures me, which I don't like, but he's just so true.
What do you mean?
He's so true to who he is and what's important. He has this idea about the way things should be. I like that. And you know, he's my best friend, and I don't really have a lot of friends. And he cares about other people, not just me, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he really cares about finding these dumb ferrets.
I know, it's weird.
Look, there he goes. He's walking over to ask Dolly.
You better hope Dolly doesn't say anything about the gift card.
Oh my gosh, I hadn't thought of that.
Dolores left the group of eighth graders and started to make her way over to the refreshments, so I knew this was my opportunity.
Hello, Dolores.
Yeah?
How are you enjoying the dance?
What? Oh, it's okay. It's kind of a pain getting everything ready.
Maybe you remember we talked the other day. I'm Quentin.
Oh, right, Quentin. Sammy's friend.
Right. Well, also his superior in the detective agency.
So listen, I was thinking after I get some punch and talk to my friends a little, then I'll keep my end of the bargain.
Bargain?
Look, I'm gonna dance with you in a little while, okay?
Sure, I'm just wondering. This was a confusing conversation. Like she was being offered something to dance with me. Unfortunately, before I could find out any more, something happened.
Yeah!
Jimmy and Timmy appeared.
I'll give you a noogie. I'll give you two noogies.
Not that Jimmy and Timmy. I mean the ferrets. Ah. The ferrets were scampering and darting every which way. I tried to organize my assistants, but it was difficult. Sam, Sydney, let's get them!
Exactly how do you catch a ferret?
The ferrets are eating the pigs in the blanket. Half of them are gone.
Sam, calm down. Jimmy, Timmy, you've got to catch them!
I'll lick your face, yo. I'll lick your face.
I think they ran into the kitchen!
No, look! They just ran out again!
Let's try to corner them!
Jimmy! Timmy!
I hate you.
I hate you back.
But by the time we made it through the screaming middle school students, there was no sign of the ferrets.
They're gone!
They must have been here. Here's a half-eaten pig in a blanket.
Sam, don't put that in your mouth!
Okay. But
we have to focus all our attention on finding the ferrets.
Sammy, there you are, and Here you are, Quentin.
I hope the wild ferrets didn't scare you.
Is that what they were?
Yes, but we'll take care of them. My detective agency is solving the problem.
Your detective agency?
I'm wondering if we could have that dance.
Why, yes. I mean, I'd like to.
Gee, I thought we were supposed to catch ferrets.
We are.
With chicken nuggets.
We've got some.
Could I have one?
Sure, take one. Take another.
Dolores, I hate to disappoint you, but I have a very important job that I have to attend to.
Look, can we just make this a quick dance then, okay?
No, really. Perhaps we could take a rain check or have lunch together some other time when duty doesn't call.
You mean catching the rats?
Ferrets.
I'd like to, but I can't. I'm very sorry, Dolores.
Whatever. See you later.
Quentin, there she goes. Don't you just want one dance? Then we'll find the ferrets.
No, we have work to do. I'm heartened, though, that she did want the dance, although the way she was behaving was strange.
Look at Mr. Clacker. There's steam coming out of his ears.
All right, that's enough. Stop the music. The dance is over. Call your parents. The dance is over.
And then I saw it. Mr. Clacker was holding his suit coat, sticking out of each of his jacket pockets, which were obviously filled with pigs in blankets, was a ferret. Mr. Clacker, no, wait, stop.
Quentin, Chief, what are you doing?
He's running straight at
no.
him.
No.
Look, he's tackling him.
Tackling Mr. Clacker.
Get off of me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Clacker. I've just got to get something.
Let go of my jacket.
It's just I know where the ferrets are. They're
weasels.
Actually ferrets.
Get them off of me.
Sam, hand me the cane.
Here it is, Chief. And here's a chicken nugget and a pig in a blanket. I was saving them. Come on, Jimmy. Come on, Timmy. Climb in. There you go. It's okay, Mr. Clacker. Here's your jacket. These are the thieves who are committing the rash of robbings.
Are you responsible for this?
No. The Burmics are. They're right. Wait. Where did they go?
These are your ferrets?
No, I...
Then what are you doing with the cage?
I was trying to tell you.
All right. That's enough. I want to see you in my office bright and early Monday morning. There will be consequences.
Eek.
Dear Rip, I still await your response to all my letters. I am increasingly concerned by your non-response. I still wonder at your misspelling of Deke Benchley's office manager, Marigold DeWid. But more importantly, I write to tell you I have solved a case and discovered the complex web of circumstances that have led to a series of crimes and am now faced with a dilemma. If someone is going to face a harsh penalty that will not make things better, but perhaps worse, is it right to punish them? Is saying sorry and promising to change, is that enough? Is there a conflict between justice and fairness and kindness? Does kindness sometimes keep justice from being done, or vice versa? To have justice, is kindness sacrificed? And then there are the more mundane questions like, is it all right for your assistant to eat $10 worth of cheese curls in one sitting? Whatever the case, on Monday morning, I will have to face the authorities and explain my behavior and the behavior of those around me. I need your advice. In solidarity, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. And so, I met Sam in the school office Monday morning. We sat and waited to be called into Mr. Clacker's office.
All right, boys. Mr. Clacker will see you now.
Actually, I think I have to go to the nurse. I feel an intestinal flu coming on.
Come on, Sam. It won't be that bad.
How do you know? Have you ever been tortured before?
We've got nothing to hide. Let's go. Hello, Mr. Clacker.
Manning, Turnquist, take a seat. You caused a lot of trouble at the dance. Before I decide on your punishment, I'm offering you a chance to explain everything now.
Of course, Mr. Clacker.
Vice principal in charge of discipline.
What do you have to say for yourselves?
It's obvious. The people who did this were—
It was us.
Us?
You?
Us.
Not us.
No, actually, not us. It was me.
You?
Me.
Not the Burmics?
Yes, the Burmics. Jimmy and Timmy. I thought so.
No, Mr. Clacker. I'd like to take responsibility for all of this.
Your fault?
Yes. my fault.
No!
But you're saying it was just you.
Yes.
I don't quite believe you. I think, Mr. Turnquist, you probably had a hand in this.
I did?
You two stay right here while I get your files.
What are you doing?
The right thing.
The right thing? But we didn't do anything. The Burmix did it. Mr. Clacker, vice principal in charge of discipline, is going to hang us in his closet of punishment.
I doubt it. I think we can live with whatever Mr. Clacker does to us better than the Burmix can.
But it's their fault.
There's enough blame to go around for everyone. I should have solved the mystery sooner. I should have found a way to convince Mr. Clacker. And Mr. Clacker is at fault for not listening to us. And I'm not sure that Mr. Clacker will be fair to the Burmix. The Burmix didn't steal anything. The ferrets got out by accident, and everything was returned. If the Burmix are blamed, Mr. Clacker is going to put them in detention.
For the rest of their lives.
Right. So, the punishment does not fit the crime.
But...
they confessed to flattening the tires and putting the milk carton in the sousaphone. They said they were sorry, and they asked for our help. And a detective for justice and his faithful assistant respond to those in need, no matter their background.
Yeah, but...
and once we get out of this, you and I are going to celebrate by spending that $50 gift card at the Super Ready Mart.
Oh no, I don't have it! Or, I have to give it to someone.
Who?
No one important, because... but... wait. You didn't dance with Dolly, did you?
Dolores?
No! You didn't! Good! Yes, we'll use the gift card!
So, the only question is what Mr. Clacker will do to us. But a detective for justice can face undeserved calumny.
What?
Aspersions, unkind words, slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
All right, you two. I've got your files here. I'm putting a note in your permanent files about all the harm you've done. I'll be contacting your parents, and finally, I think we will start with suspension from school for a week, and then detention for the rest of the school year.
No snacks?
Busy. I hope you've learned your... I said I'm busy. I can't be disturbed.
Excuse me. Mr. Clacker.
Mrs. Plum, I'm in the middle of something.
That's why I'm here.
I am too.
Sydney!
Hi, Sam. Hi, Quentin.
Whatever you want, we'll just have to wait. I'm talking to these students about their punishment.
That's why I'm here, Alfie.
Alfie?
Mrs. Plum, I am the vice principal in charge.
I know very well what you are, but you won't be disciplining these boys.
You're the custodian, not the vice principal.
Yes, I am the custodian, which is why I know about the new computer system you insisted on having.
Which was necessary for the school.
That's not what the papers in your trash can described.
What papers?
The printouts of the emails where you described looking for a system that could handle streaming for your little video games.
Video games are for kids.
Nor, perhaps, the large supply of personalized sports caps you've ordered over the last 4 years, paid for by the school, that are stored in the top shelf of your closet.
The closet of punishment.
Graft and corruption at the highest levels.
Perhaps we should have a talk with Mrs. Missing.
Not necessary.
Is there anything else, Sydney?
I can't think of anything. Except you didn't listen to Quentin and Sam.
I always listen.
Really?
Well, perhaps I should listen a little better.
And perhaps we could overlook all your little faults if you could overlook the faults of these students. I know these boys. Just like I know all the students in the school. Better than you, Alfie Clacker. So I think you can thank them for their help and let them get to class.
Yes, well, I suppose. But I just want to say that as vice principal, I do have to keep an eye on things and will continue to do that just so long as, you know, that we don't talk about any of these little things you mentioned.
My lips are sealed.
And all of you?
I guess.
That's very kind of you.
Okie dokie with me.
Fine, we'll get on with our work. And you have a nice day, Mr. Clacker.
Sydney, Mrs. Plum, you saved our lives.
Or at least made them a lot easier.
I've been aware of Mr. Clacker's tricks for a long time. I'm just glad Sydney let me know you boys were in trouble.
Thanks, Sydney.
You're welcome, Quentin.
I was thinking that perhaps you'd like to join us for a celebration. We have a gift certificate to Super Ready Mart, and we were going to enjoy ourselves today.
Finally! Yes! I have it right here in my pocket. Wait, it's not here. I had it in these pants at the dance. It's gone!
What did you do with it?
I don't know. It must have fallen out when we were chasing the ferrets. Oh no! My cheese curls!
Are you sure you didn't give it to someone?
No, I didn't. What can I do?
Maybe I can help you find it.
You can?
Yeah. I was thinking of forming my own detective agency.
What?
Just kidding.
Of course.
Maybe.
And that was it. The Rash of Robbings mystery was solved. The ferrets were captured. The Burmics were on their best behavior, for at least a little while. And even Mr. Clacker,
vice principal in charge of discipline,
would turn out to be a kinder, gentler administrator. Word spread throughout the school of our success. I was gratified, although I did regret turning down Dolores Krepler for a dance. But I'm sure she has a large heart and is capable of forgiveness, so I hope to continue our deepening relationship. But there was still one mystery that had not been solved, and it bothered me greatly. The whereabouts of Rip Sturgeon, the author of the greatest book series in publishing history. Why had he not written me? My work was not yet done. I remain your humble servant, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice, bidding you adieu.